Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 29, Phela. The offering of food known as Gopala Vallabha Bhoga was then given to Lord Jagannath, and arati was performed with the sound of the conch and ringing of bells. And when the arati finished, the prasadam was taken out, and the servants of Lord Jagannath came to offer some to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The servants of Lord Jagannath first garlanded Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then offered Lord Chaitanya prasadam from Lord Jagannath. The prasadam was so nice that its aroma alone, to say nothing of its taste, would drive the mind mad. The Jagannath prasadam was made of very valuable ingredients, and therefore the servant wanted to feed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a portion of it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted a portion of the Jagannath prasadam. Govinda took the rest and bound it in the end of his wrapper. To Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the prasadam tasted millions upon millions of times better than nectar, and thus Lord Chaitanya was fully satisfied. The hair all over Lord Chaitanya's body stood on end, and incessant tears flowed from Lord Chaitanya's eyes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to consider, where has such a taste in this prasadam come from? Certainly it is due to its having been touched by the nectar of Krishna's lips. Understanding this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt an emotion of ecstatic love for Krishna. But upon seeing the servants of Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya restrained himself. Again and again, Lord Chaitanya said, "Only by great fortune may one come by a particle of the remnants of food to Lord Krishna." The servants of the Jagannath temple then inquired, "What is the meaning of this?" And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "These are the remnants of food that Krishna has eaten, and thus turned to nectar with Krishna's lips. It surpasses heavenly nectar, and even such demigods as Lord Brahma find it difficult to obtain. The remnants left by Krishna are called phela, and anyone who obtains even a small portion must be considered very fortunate. One who is only ordinarily fortunate cannot obtain such mercy. Only persons who have the full mercy of Krishna can receive such remnants." The Sanskrit word sukriti refers to pious activities performed by the mercy of Krishna. So one who is fortunate enough to obtain such mercy receives the remnants of Krishna's food and thus becomes glorious. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the Jagannath servants. After seeing the next offering of food to Lord Jagannath, a function known as Upala Bhoga, Lord Chaitanya returned to his own quarters. After finishing his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate lunch, but Lord Chaitanya constantly remembered the remnants of Krishna's food. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his external activities, but Lord Chaitanya's mind was filled with ecstatic love. It was with great difficulty Lord Chaitanya tried to restrain his mind, but it would always be overwhelmed with very deep ecstasy. After finishing his evening duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with his personal associates in a secluded place and discussed the pastimes of Krishna in great jubilation. Following the indications of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his servant Govinda brought the prasadam of Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya sent some to Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gave shares of the prasadam to Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, Swarupa Damodara Goswami, and all the other devotees. And as they tasted the uncommon sweetness and fragrance of the prasadam, everyone's mind was struck with wonder. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then spoke, "These ingredients such as sugar, camphor, black pepper, cardamom, cloves, butter, spices, and licorice, well, they are all material, and everyone has tasted these material substances before. However, in these ingredients, there are extraordinary tastes and uncommon fragrances. Why? Just taste them and see the difference in the experience. Why? Even apart from the taste, the fragrance pleases the mind and makes one forget any other sweetness besides its own. Therefore, it is to be understood that the spiritual nectar of Krishna's lips has touched these ordinary ingredients and transferred to them all their spiritual qualities. A fragrance and taste which are uncommon and greatly enchanting, and which makes one forget all other experiences, are attributes of Krishna's lips. This prasadam has been made available only as a result of many pious activities. So now taste it with great faith and devotion." Loudly chanting the holy name of Hari, all of the devotees tasted the prasadam, and as they tasted it, their minds became mad in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. In ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Rai to recite some verses, and thus Ramananda spoke as follows: "Surata Vardhanam Shokanashanam Swarita Venuna Sushtu Chumbitam Itara Raga Vismaranam Nirnang Vitara Vira Naste Adaramritam." O hero of charity, please deliver unto us the nectar of your lips, for that nectar increases lusty desires for enjoyment and diminishes lamentation in this material world. So kindly give us the nectar of your lips, which are touched by your transcendentally vibrating flute. That nectar makes all human beings forget all other attachments. Upon hearing Ramananda Roy quote this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Then Lord Chaitanya recited the following verse, which had been spoken by Srimati Radharani in great anxiety: "Vraja Atula Kula Angana Itara Rasa Ali Krishna Hara Pradivyat Adhara Amrita Sukriti Labja Fela Lava Sudajit Ahi Valika Sudala Vitika Charvita Sa me madana mohana sakita noti jiva sriham." Oh, my dear friend, the all-surpassing nectar from the lips of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, can be obtained only after many, many pious activities. For the beautiful gopis of Vrindavan, that nectar vanquishes the desire for all other tastes. Madana Mohan always chews pan that surpasses the nectar of heaven. Krishna is certainly increasing the desires of my tongue. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed by ecstatic loving emotions. Talking like a madman, Lord Chaitanya began to explain the meaning of the two verses. Lord Chaitanya thus spoke in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Oh, my dear lover, let me describe some of the characteristics of your transcendental lips. They agitate the mind and body of everyone. They increase lusty desires for enjoyment. They destroy the burden of material happiness and lamentation. And they make one forget all material tastes. The whole world falls under their control. They vanquish shame, religion, and patience, especially in women. Indeed, they inspire madness within the minds of all women. Your lips increase the greed of the tongue and thus attract it. Considering all this, we see that the activities of your transcendental lips are always paradoxical. My dear Krishna, since you are a male, it is not very extraordinary that the attraction of your lips can disturb the minds of women. But I am ashamed to say that your impudent lips sometimes attract even your flute, which is also considered to be a male. Your flute likes to drink the nectar of your lips, and thus the flute also forgets all other tastes. Aside from conscious living beings, even unconscious matter is sometimes made conscious by your lips. Therefore, your lips are great magicians. Paradoxically, although your flute is nothing but dry wood, your lips constantly make it drink their nectar. Your lips thus create a mind and senses in the dry wooden flute and give it transcendental bliss. That flute is a very cunning male who drinks again and again the taste of another male's lips. It advertises its qualities and thus says to the gopis, O gopis, if you are so proud of being women, come forward and enjoy your property, the nectar of the lips of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thereupon, the flute said angrily to me, give up your shame, fear, and religion, and come drink the lips of Krishna. Only upon that condition shall I give up my attachment for the lips of Krishna. But if you do not give up your shame and fear, however, I shall continuously drink the nectar of Krishna's lips. I am slightly fearful because you also have the right to drink that nectar. But as for the others, I consider them like straw. The nectar of Krishna's lips, combined with the vibration of Krishna's flute, attracts all the people of the three worlds. But if we gopis remain patient out of respect for religious principles, the flute then criticizes us. O Krishna, the nectar of your lips and the vibration of your flute join together to loosen our belts and induce us to give up shame and religion even before our superiors. As if catching us by our hair, they forcibly take us away and deliver us unto you to become your maidservants. Hearing of these incidents, people laugh at us. We have thus become completely subordinate to your flute. This flute is nothing but a dry stick of bamboo, but it becomes our master and insults us in so many ways that it forces us into a predicament. What can we do but tolerate it? The mother of the thief cannot cry loudly for justice when her son is punished. Therefore, we simply remain silent. Such is the policy of your lips. Just consider some other injustices. Everything that touches your lips, including food, drink, or betel, becomes just like nectar. It is then called Krishna Fela, or remnants left by Krishna. Even after much prayer, the demigods themselves cannot obtain even a small portion of the remnants of such food. Just imagine the pride of those remnants. Only a person who has acted piously for many, many births and has thus become a devotee can obtain the remnants of such food. Even the betel chewed by Krishna is priceless, and the remnants of such chewed betel from Krishna's mouth are said to be the very essence of nectar. So when the gopis accept these remnants, their mouths become Krishna's spittoons. Therefore, my dear Krishna, please give up all the tricks you have set up so expertly. Do not try to kill the life of us gopis with the vibration of your flute. Because of your joking and laughing, you are becoming responsible for the killing of women. So it would be better for you to satisfy us by giving us the charity of the nectar of your lips. And while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking like this, Lord Chaitanya's mind then changed. Lord Chaitanya's anger subsided, but Lord Chaitanya's mental agitation only increased. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued to speak, "Oh, my dear devotees, this nectar from Krishna's lips is supremely difficult to obtain. But if one gets some, his or her life becomes thus successful. When a person competent to drink that nectar but does not do so, that shameless person continues his or her life uselessly. There are persons who are unfit to drink that nectar, but who nevertheless drink it continuously, whereas some who are suitable never get it and thus die out of greed. It is therefore to be understood that such an unfit person must have obtained the nectar of Krishna's lips on the strength of some austerity. My dear Ramananda Roy, please say something. I want to hear from you." And understanding the situation, Ramananda Roy recited the following words of the gopis: "Gopya kim acharat ayam kushalam sma venu damodara adhara sudam api gopikanam mukte swayam yad avashishta rasam hradinya krishyat twacha ashru mumuchu tarava yata arya." O my dear gopis, what auspicious activities must the flute have performed to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips independently and leave only a taste for us gopis, for whom that nectar is actually meant? Oh, the forefathers of that flute, the bamboo trees, they shed tears of pleasure. The flute's mother, the river on whose bank the bamboo was born, feels jubilation, and therefore her blooming lotus flowers are standing like hair upon her body. Hearing the recitation of this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became absorbed in ecstatic love, and with a greatly agitated mind, Lord Chaitanya began to explain its meaning like a madman. Some gopis said to other gopis, "Just see the astonishing pastimes of Krishna, the son of Braj Indra. Krishna will certainly marry all the gopis of Vrindavan. Therefore, the gopis know for certain that the nectar of Krishna's lips is their own property and cannot be enjoyed by anyone else. My dear gopis, fully consider how many pious activities this flute performed in his past life. We do not know what places of pilgrimage the flute visited, what austerities the flute performed, or what perfect mantra the flute chanted. This flute is utterly unfit because it is merely a dead bamboo stick. And moreover, it belongs to the male sex. And yet, this flute is always drinking the nectar of Krishna's lips, which surpasses nectarian sweetness of every description. Only by hoping for that nectar do us gopis continue to live. Although the nectar of Krishna's lips is the absolute property of us gopis, that flute, which is just an insignificant stick, is forcibly drinking that nectar and loudly inviting us to come drink it. Just imagine the strength of the flute's austerities and the flute's good fortune. Why, even great devotees drink the nectar of Krishna's lips only after the flute has done so. When Krishna takes his bath in universally purifying rivers like the Yamuna and the Ganges of the celestial world, the great personalities of those rivers greedily and jubilantly drink the remnants of the nectarian juice from Krishna's lips. And aside from the rivers, the trees standing on the banks like great ascetics and engaging in welfare activities for all living entities drink the nectar of Krishna's lips by drawing water from the river with their roots. But we cannot understand why they drink like that. The trees on the bank of the Yamuna and Ganges are always jubilant. They appear to be smiling with their flowers and shedding tears in the form of flowing honey. Just as the forefathers of a Vaishnava son or grandson feel transcendental bliss, the trees feel blissful because the flute is a member of their family. Thus, the gopis considered, this flute is completely unfit for his position. We want to know what kind of austerities this flute executed, so that we may also perform the same austerities. Although this flute is unfit, still he is drinking the nectar of Krishna's lips. Seeing this, we qualified gopis are dying of unhappiness. Therefore, we must consider the austerities the flute underwent in his past life. And while thus speaking like a madman, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became full of ecstatic emotion. In the company of his two friends, Swarup Damodara Goswami and Ramananda Roy, Lord Chaitanya sometimes danced, sometimes sang, and sometimes became unconscious in ecstatic love. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days and nights in this way. Recorded March 12, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Mm-hmm. Gopinath, 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 Hridaye Bosiya Mora, Manake Shamiya, Laho Nijapane, Guchibe Vipada Ghora, Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. O Gopinath, after sitting down within the core of my heart and subduing my mind, please take me to you, for in this way the horrible dangers of this world will disappear. Episode 29, Part 2, purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The remnants of Krishna's food are mixed with Krishna's saliva. In the Mahabharata and the Skanda Purana it is stated, Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Swalpa Punya Vatang Rajan Vishvaso Naiva Jayate. Persons who are not very highly elevated in pious activities cannot believe in the remnants of food, prasadam, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor in Govinda, the holy name of the Lord, nor in the Vaishnavas. The word prakrita refers to things tasted for sense gratification of the conditioned soul. Such things are limited by material laws. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to make the point that material things have already been experienced by materially absorbed persons who are interested only in sense gratification. Since everyone had previously tasted these ingredients, why had they become extraordinary and spiritually delicious? This was the proof that food, prasadam, becomes uncommonly flavorful and delicious by touching Krishna's lips. One of the verses quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto by Ramananda Roy is part of a discussion the gopis had among themselves. For as the autumn season began in Vrindavan, Lord Krishna was tending the cows and blowing on his flute. The gopis then began to praise Krishna and discuss the fortunate position of Krishna's flute. Recorded March 13, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama
Hare, Hare.